You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
Welcome, patrons, and everyone who is paying that very special dollar amount to hear this question. This is one we'd like to do just to show our appreciation for all that you do. This is, of course, still in regards to Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. So I'll go ahead and I'll get us into that question, which is, much discussion is given within the book for the justification of not calling Voldemort by his name. With other applications being used, like you know who and he who must not be named and all that, they're just used instead. Like, should there ever be a time, guys, when we never speak of a person by name, or is that always a bad idea?
I think that there is two things. So I think if it's in the name itself because it's fearful or it's culturally taboo, I would say no. I think that profanity of any type can be used to reveal truths about our culture. And so that's the whole reason why people don't say it keeps Voldemort hidden. As soon as people start talking about it, his stuff starts coming to light, right? And the ministry tries to suppress that because it's put their head in the sand, all that. Now, I will say there's value in ignoring people and not saying their names to not promote their ideologies. I see so many people who will quote tweet people, and I'm like, you're literally promoting their speech and the things that you hate. That's so dumb. It makes no sense. So if there's people you don't like, and obviously they're not magical dictators, you know, just ignore them. But, you know, maybe say Voldemort every once in a while.
Judy?
You know, I, in this specific context, right, like for the book specifically, the reason that they don't say his name is out of fear. And by not speaking his name, that gives him control. Mm. And I'm sorry, but that just ain't my vibe. You know, now in real life application, obviously there are times, you know, there's traumatic things that keep us from saying things out loud because of the triggers that they may bring. I'm with you 100%. I can give you a whole list of folks that, like, I do not acknowledge. I probably shouldn't be that mean, but, you know, I am human. But as far as the book is concerned, I'm sorry, but F that guy. Like, what a jerk. He looks like a snake. He looks weird as hell. Like, who cares? Like, the baby overthrew him. Like, I feel like, what is there to be scared of? Like, now don't get me wrong, lots of destruction to come. But at the end of the day, like, you do reap what you sow. He reaped some pretty ugly seeds. Guess what he sowed? Some really ugly endings. So, I don't know. I understand. It was important for the book. I think it added, you know, it added that mysterious piece to his story. But no, I would have been the girl that would have been like, F that guy, Voldemort, Voldemort, Voldemort. Like, walking around, like, screaming his name just out of spite because who cares?
And that's why Judy would have been killed first in the seventh book.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen.
I would have been right there with you.
I'd have got him.
Yeah, I think within the series proper, like, obviously later on, there's something that comes up where his name being used is bad. But in the process of, like, oh, he must not, shall not be named, and you know who, it's like, well, we know who you're talking about. Just say the dang name.
Yeah.
And it shows a fear of something that's gone, and you wonder, well, maybe he comes back, and obviously he does, but we shouldn't live in that fear. Now, I mean, I'm a big true crime guy. And there's a lot of discourse whether or not, like, we should be naming serial killers or school shooters and terrorists and stuff like that. And because giving them a name in that regard kind of lends people, oh, well, I can use Ted Kaczynski as a rallying cry for my hardly held beliefs. And I understand that point of view. Honestly, out of all those, I'd mute maybe school shooters, especially. Just to not give that recognition. Oh, they'll remember me now. Like, maybe some of the justification for why they do what they do, some of them. But as far as, like, we should never forget Mao Zedong's name. We should never forget Adolf Hitler's name or Benito Mussolini or tens of thousands of other evil men on this planet. And, like, we shouldn't forget who Ahab is. Like, think of what we couldn't learn from the lessons of the evil men and women that come from us just from the Bible alone, if we just said this evil person did that, well, then they're more a caricature than a person.
Right. There's always a lesson. There's always a lesson to be found in the story. And I think you touch on a really important part of this. Like, how we use the name is what matters, right? And one of my mentor, whom I love and, you know, taught me how to shut my mouth when I need to, although it doesn't work all the time. his mantra kind of was context is everything. Mm. And so, you know, considering like how we're using those, like something about like he that shall not be named, like it almost sounds like you're giving him accolades, like suddenly like he's on a pedestal, like not that it's like, even though it was out of fear, like it was almost like elevating his status. It's like, no, F that guy. Like he's yuck. Like, look at him. Like it's the thing nightmares are made of. Like, forget that guy. Like, no, don't give people the recognition as if what they've done deserves some sort of praise, as twisted as that may sound. Like, call it for what it is. Like, he was a horrible guy. He did horrible things. He was mean to other people. And the lesson here is what not to do, how not to pull. And so just like in the case of Adolf Hitler or the Ted Bundys of the world, we say like, yeah, horrible humans did not do good things. Here's what we now know not to do. Like sometimes in the lesson, and you touched on this earlier, sometimes, you know, the good teachers, right? You're not always the teachers we would expect, but sometimes the best lessons we learn are what not to do. And in the stories of the bad guys, like, they teach us what not to do. So name it. Name it for what it is. Take what you need from it. And don't give them the power and the control by being fearful of it, but by claiming victory over that and saying, like, thank you for teaching me what not to do, but you're dismissed.
Nick, final word.
Let's start a punk band that is anti-Voldemort, where we just say Voldemort in the choruses. So Harry Potter punk band, let's make it happen.
I'm perfect. Here for all of it.
All right, guys, thank you for listening to this. We really appreciate all your help and support. So until next time, see ya.
This was an Anna's Isle Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Isle Ministries podcast network.